Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, college football usually has some of the best storylines in sports. We are just a couple weeks away. CBS has put together a huge list of what they deem to be the top 20 college storylines out there. Within that, Sully has picked maybe the most interesting dozen or so. Michael.
Yeah, that's right. And this is a mix of questions and just there's some other just ones for you to react to. But starting with a parody of parity. Let's get this out of the way early. For the second straight season, at least, Alabama and Clemson have separated themselves from the pack. These two are once again way ahead of everyone else. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a hot take by any means. It's just they've proven to be the two power programs in America. And even if you can get close, it seems like the only one that's their equal is the other. So, yeah, unfortunately, it does seem to be like there's only two playoff spots available.
It's sack time!
All right, Alabama-Georgia Part 3. These two teams, obviously, the last two seasons met in 1 year the national championship game, the other year the SEC title game. Now, Georgia, what they say, has blown multiple double-digit leads in those meetings, leading to the obvious question. How many chances will Smart and Georgia get? Because Saban certainly isn't going anywhere.
Well, I disagree with that. I don't know how much time Nick has left. But look, Kirby is building an Alabama-esque program. You're right. They've had the leads. They've managed to blow it. I mean, hell, even before Kirby got there, the Aaron Murray year back in 2013, they should have beaten Alabama. They had the clock snafu. But no, Mike, it's you're asking him to accomplish the toughest thing in college football, which is to dethrone Alabama. Nobody else has to do that in their own conference. I mean, Michigan and Ohio State is like the junior varsity compared to what Georgia has to go and do. So I can't be too down on them, but until you do it, you're always going to be doubted. And when you've blown two double-digit leads, look, you can't run from that.
Oh, yeah.
That was for Wojo. Now, we know there has to be a Harbaugh and Michigan one in here, but listen to this one. Jim Harbaugh's reckoning. Michigan's coach isn't on the hot seat, far from it, but if his Wolverines don't at least beat OSU and reach the Big Ten championship game this season, his time at his alma mater must be reevaluated.
You could say what should happen, but what will happen will be a totally different thing. That school is backed into a corner. They have no succession plan. They have nothing but fear on the other side of the curtain. They will never evaluate Jim Harbaugh. He could continue to fall short. He will never be fired by that school. So, yeah, you could say what should happen. Yeah, in reality, he should be coaching for his life.
Yep.
If you're 0-5 against your rival and you didn't win the conference or even play for it, you're a failure. At a place like Michigan, you're a failure. But he's in fantasy land, and the fan base is scared, and they know what happened to Tennessee when they got rid of Philip Fulmer. You know, they know what happens when you get rid of your perfect coach, and it's very, very scary. Look what happened when they got rid of Lloyd. Very scary. So, yeah, Mike, should happen and will happen are two different things. I'm just not interested in having the conversation because it's not real.
Yeah! And speaking of Stoney, this one's perfect. Old guys rule, plus a massive coaching turnover. So they say more than a fifth of FBS, 27 teams, changed coaches in the offseason. And for the purpose of this question, let's focus in on two of these. The moves range from senior citizens like Les Miles at Kansas and Mack Brown at North Carolina. Which of those two guys do you have more confidence in? Les Miles at Kansas Brown at NC?
I don't know. I think it's a dumb question on surface because North Carolina is at least a semi-relevant college football program. Kansas should drop football. They take a bath financially. There's no fan interest. There's no football base in Kansas. They've never been successful outside of the magical Orange Bowl season and a couple nice years with Glenn Mason. Look, man, it's got to be Mac because UNC's in the fertile recruiting grounds. They have a beautiful stadium, a great game day atmosphere. And although it is a basketball school, the ACC is wide open. It's just it's an easy answer there. Les either needs the money or is deranged. I don't know why you'd take the Kansas job.
So out of the quarterback transfers between Jalen Hurts, Justin Fields, and Kelly Bryant, who we talked about earlier in the show, which of those three guys do you think will have the best season?
Oh, Fields, easily. I mean, Ryan Day is an elite play caller. Ryan Day is getting NFL attention. I think when you look at it, look, Lincoln Riley's amazing, but I have major doubts about Jalen Hurts as a passer, okay? Fields, we don't know a lot about, but it also gives you the most room for growth. And I think Ryan Day is an incredible offensive mind. Kelly Bryant's just not that great, and it's Mizzou, not a great supporting cast. I think Fields is walking into a situation where he could thrive. So I would say Fields.
That was awesome!
Thank you, Heather. I appreciate that.
Urban Meyer, free agent retiree. Ohio State's former coach has kept himself busy by teaching classes, assistant athletic directing, and even running a restaurant. But for a guy who says he's done with the game, it sure doesn't look like it. Until Meyer positively, absolutely says he's done,
right,
he's not. If USC or Auburn open,
correct,
Meyer will have a decision to make with loads of money thrown at him.
Agreed. And I've already said to you, I think Clay Helton and Gus Malzahn will both be fired this year. Now, having Saban v. Urban in-state in the Iron Bowl would be theater. Just like it would having Urban revive one of the more high-profile programs in America at USC. I'm here for all of it. I believe he will coach again. I don't think this is any different than I need to spend time with my family or I've got a heart palpitation. He's coming back. It's a matter of where. And part of me thinks, Auburn might be the play because USC was the centerpiece of scandal. You don't know if you want to go right back to that, but I'll tell you one thing. Man, would it be pretty easy for him if he goes to USC, draws a circle, a 50-mile radius, the campus. He'd never need to recruit outside of it, and you don't deal with Saban until you see him in the playoff. That is attractive.
Yeah.
Nice weather. I don't know, man. I'd look at it, but who knows what makes that maniac tick.
Bitterly disappointed.
Well, that's a perfect transition to the next question about the Pac-12. Which way will the Pac-12 go? Best conference the CFP never heard of needs to win now. For the second year in a row, it has a chance to make a national statement in Auburn versus Oregon to start the season. But what do you think of the Pac-12 this year? They say the league can talk all they want about a 9 a.m. Pacific time start, but they ultimately have to get it done and have a team back in the playoff.
I think they blow. That's what I think. I mean, USC sucks. UCLA sucks. Oregon State, which was good for, you know, the better part of a decade, winning 8 or 9 games, being relevant, sucks. Washington is back, which is good. The Arizona schools are a complete disaster. Utah is cute, but they have no national profile. It's a bad conference right now. And unless USC and Oregon are going to carry the water, along with Washington, nationally, being in the top 10, being relevant, there's nothing to talk about. It's been a complete... You know what the Pac-12 is? It's Detroit sports. Everyone fell off at the wrong time together. And what you're left with is crap. Thank God for Chris Peterson. But, you know, outside of that, the two money programs in USC and Oregon, and to a lesser extent UCLA, it's been garbage juice. So, yeah, I don't value the Pac-12. I don't at all.
Sorry.
So you mentioned Clay Helton and Gus Malzahn a couple questions ago. I want to read you the other names. They listed five of the most notable names on the hot seat.
Okay.
Get you to react to these if you think they're on the hot seat. Clay Helton.
Yes.
Gus Malzahn.
Yes.
Lovie Smith at Illinois.
No, because I think, my opinion, Lovie went and got the bag, if you know what I mean. When you see Illinois pulling big-time players out of Chicago, sorry, dude, I'm imagining Omar picking off, like a bag man in The Wire, right?
Yeah.
I'm just imagining there's a bag of money going somewhere here. So, no, I think Illinois is dipping back into that whole, remember the D.C. pipeline they set up?
Sure.
I'm kind of raising an eyebrow like The Rock at Illinois, so I'll say no there.
The next name they have on here, it's Chris Ash at Rutgers.
He should have been fired last year.
Yeah, that's one that just
terrible.
Doesn't make sense. How about Willie Taggart, Florida State?
No. No. They're committed. It's too early.
Okay. And then the last one on here, Randy Edsall, UConn.
I'm going to be straight up with you. Sadly, UConn is like Kansas. They should fold. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't have a Division I program. And they've just killed off any opportunity to be relevant because of the decision they've made with conference alignment. They're going to have to go independent for a while. UConn is in big, big trouble. Randy, they could fire Randy Edsall. They could have Jesus himself as head coach. It wouldn't make a difference. UConn football's dead.
All right, a quick note. This is not a question, but the game turns 150 this year, and it is at the height of its popularity. Any disagreement with that?
No disagreement.
And also, the longest season ever this year. You didn't know that.
Really?
2019 season begins on Saturday, August 24th, and ends Monday, January 13th, 2020. That's 143 days from start to finish. That is the by far longest major college season in history.
I'm going to enjoy every day of it outside of the wedding I got to go to this fall out of state. I will enjoy every Saturday of it in an immobilized position. My Saturdays are gone till Christmas.
Next question. Should anyone have a fall wedding?
No. I think you're a deadbeat loser if you do it. And I hope my friend is listening. I hate you for doing this to me. Back-to-back years, two of my best friends and my third close friend, all three of these ding-dongs got married in the fall.
Man.
It's unbelievable, and I'm sending them all an invoice.
Yes.
How dare you?
Let's end with these two quick notes, I guess. Embarrassment Big Ten style. Since January 2015, Big Ten has not scored a single point in the playoff, including losses by MSU and OSU. The Big Ten has missed each of the two playoffs, and they need to turn that around. And then the last one, fitting with what we were talking about earlier with Dabo Swinney. Money cures all. It will now take about 2.5 days for Swinney to make as much in salary as the average U.S. household makes in 1 year.
Right.
Like we talked about with Miguel Cabrera's number.
We've lost cabin pressure. It's ridiculous for a college football coach with a collection of young men who do not get paid to make the money they're making. And for none of that money to see its way to the players, it's an embarrassment and it's exploitation. And I'll continue to have that battle. I don't care.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.